Is that you?
Oh my god, you're a fan of WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta?
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Don't touch that dial.
This is a brief public service announcement on behalf of the WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta station. When any amount of snow strikes the city, and the roads are unsafe to drive on because of how much it has been accumulated in our streets, or even black ice is formed on the roads, that's when the snowplowers are working diligently from early in the a.m. throughout the day to provide the public with as clear of roads as possible during and in the aftermath of the snow. We would like to thank you for your help and for your service. As always, keep it locked.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 9th, check out Chuck's Comedy Club with Kelly Kells at the Hunt Union Waterfront at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, March 10th, check out the baseball team as they take on Union at Red Dragon Baseball Field at 3 p.m. Happening at Red Dragon Theater, check out Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, March 11th, check out the men's lacrosse team as they play Hartwick at Red Dragon Field at 3 p.m. On Thursday, March 12th, head over to the Hunt Union Ballroom for Roots and Recipes, a multicultural tasting of different foods happening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Yes, guys, welcome back. This is Medley's Mixes and Maddie B, and I am your host, DJ Maddie B, 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 A. There's no way it's just a B. But, guys, I'm so excited for today. Today is episode 12. I cannot believe how far we've come. And I mean, truly, there's been some growth here, character-wise, musically-wise. I don't even know if that was correct grammar. We're going to work with it. Like, truly, I'm saying this in all sincerity. The first time I ever got on air, I was so nervous. I was breaking out in hives. I was breathing hard. My heart was pounding. And you know what? Now when I get on air, I'm like, it's time for me to throw down with the baddies. It's time for me to throw down with the musical baddies, guys. I'm so excited. So today, we have quite a mix. We've been doing a lot of Whiplash-type playlists. A lot of can't really put a name to it. We got everything from K-pop to new Harry Styles to more Pink Panther-esque, more Joe, if you can believe it. I'm sorry, not sorry. And I think, guys, I'm breaking a record tonight for myself. I am playing country. Whoa, 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 whoa. Country is not typically a genre that I listen to. I have no hate for it. It's just not something I typically jive with. And last semester when I was going through all of my genres that I partake in, country was not one of them, just because I do not listen to enough of it to, you know, put down a whole show for you guys. But tonight we have a country song and I'm shook, okay? And then we got some more like indie rock, indie pop, and some very fresh and new stuff. So I'm very excited. I think another really important thing that I should address is how beautiful it has been outside. I mean, truly, seasonal depression is a real thing. I'm not even joking about this. It is a very real thing. My upstate New Yorkers, my upstate Northeastern people, you do get it. You know how it is. So please, I think it's going to be nice tomorrow too. Take advantage of the beautiful weather. Get outside. Get some fresh air. Get some sun rays, huh? But don't get sunburned. Please put on SPF if you are sensitive like me. But yeah, should we just like jump right into it? Coming first up, the first time I heard this song was actually from watching the music video, which was so, so good. This is the only K-pop song I have on the playlist today. The crowd, some of them cheered, some of them were sad. I don't know, we got a mixed bag here. But this is going to be Mono featuring Skywater by Idol. This is a single of theirs. And the best way that I can describe this, this kind of feels like Lady Gaga's Born This Way, but for K-pop. Like, this is like queer anthem, but for K-pop, which, if you don't know, it's few and far between as far as queer anthems go in K-pop. So I think this was a really big step in the right direction for K-pop as a whole. And it's also just a really cute and fun and good song. So should we just jump into Mono by Idol? Thanks. Oh, oh.
You can love everyone.
You're from the right.
Yes, that was Mono by Idol featuring Skywater. Now, I have to say, and I don't mean to sound too critical here, I'm not the biggest fan of the feature on that song. The little rap verse that we had from, I believe it was Skywater, the featuring artist. No hate, truly no hate. But I don't think it worked that well with the flow of the song. That's just my opinion. I think we could have done without it, to be honest. But I think he also might have been a producer on the song, so you get what you get and you don't throw a fit kind of bit. So let's move on, shall we? Guys, this was a really big week for me and for the music industry. And there's some intersection there. There's some crossover. It's because we got the Harry Styles album. Woo! We're going to clap around. If you got some stereo, if you got some headphones on, you'll be hearing both sounds, giving you some 8D audio. And then also, And you're not even going to believe this. As you may or may not know, I'm a big fan of Joe Keery, the artist DJO. I'm going to see him in concert, very excited. But as we all know, I have a playlist. It's literally his whole discography. Now, I use a particular streaming application, and for some reason, one of his albums, the deluxe version of The Crux, does not show up under the album section on my streaming platform. So I was like, huh, that's kind of weird. And I looked at my friends, they had it. So I had to like do this like weird like hacking thing. Not really actually hacking, but I had to like hack my way to like get it. And there's a whole A side of The Crux that I have not been able to listen to. So you're like, oh, Maddie, like, haven't you run out of Joe songs to play? I'm like, well, now I definitely haven't, because there's a whole A side that we have to get through. So I'm going to sprinkle that in throughout the coming weeks. But we're not there yet. We're going to start off with some new Harry Styles for you. Now, I have a lot to say about the album. It's mostly positive. I don't have that many notes about the album. I'm a big fan of his. I have been for a long time. I started off with his first album. He only had one album out when I started listening to him. So that's kind of what like began my love and admiration for his music. So that will always have a very special place in my heart. And having listened to all of his albums, I think confidently say that if I had to rank them from favorite to least favorite, it would be his first release to his most recent. The album that just came out, it was super good. I guess it's just not necessarily what I would lean towards more in my listening, I guess. I craved a little bit more from the production, a little bit more from the instrumentation, but it was not a bad album. It was a great album. There were some good songs. I haven't listened to it because I haven't felt super compelled to. There wasn't that much that I wanted to come back to. Shout out Ryan. We listened to the album together when it dropped. Shout out my good friend Ryan. But yeah, one of the songs that I really liked off the album, so does my friend Ryan. I can hear him blasting it every morning when he showers. This is going to be American Girls. I'm in love with the American Girls. Guys, let's fall in love with some American Girls. I Harry Styles from his new album, Kiss All the Time. Disco Occasionally. I hope that you're able to kind of see what I was saying, or maybe not if you haven't listened to his other music, but I was just craving more. Like, I don't know. Like, I was just craving a little bit more in the production, the instrumentation. It was a lot of like, beep, 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 boop, and I'm a little bit more like, now. That was me doing guitar and drums, if you can tell. I think I just like a little bit more of that. That isn't, I like techno music. I like disco music. I just wanted more. This album felt very one note to me. There's one other song from his album that I want to play. It's a little bit further down the line there, but hopefully that gave you a taste. Keep that in mind when the next song comes back up. The next song that I chose from his album, which I'll play in a couple songs, I chose it mainly because of the title. Some of you may already know what I'm going to pick. Keep that in mind. Get your guesses. Throw them in the chat. But before we do that, we're going to listen to, and I promised this, I think, 2 weeks ago. I played Stateside by Pink Pantheress. And I told you that she has a totally reproduced version of Stateside with Zara Larsson. It's not featuring, it's with Zara Larsson. I love that, by the way. That's a very important distinction to me. Because Zara Larsson, like, she makes the song something completely new. The production also does, for what it's worth. Pink Pantheress is just a very talented producer in her own right. So, claps just for that. But Zara Larsson, she puts her stamp on this song. So, I'm like, period. But the reason I wanted to play it is because you may or may not know, Zara Larsson is coming to our school for O-Fest. Snaps in the chat. We're snapping. And I'm so very excited to get the chance to work with her. She is such a talented performer. Yada, yada, yada. Excited. We are also sold out. But shout out. If you didn't get a chance to buy a ticket, we are unfortunately completely sold out. However, we did set aside tickets to do drawings for at all of our Activities Council events for the rest of the semester. So come to Tuesday Trivia, come to any sort of Activities Council events, and we are going to be doing drawings for those every single event. So I highly suggest you come. Shameless plug. But yeah, we're going to listen to Stateside with Zara Larsson by Pink Pantheress from her album Fancy Some More. If you heard the regular Pink Pantheress version, do some comparison, some contrast. See which one you like more. I don't know if I have an opinion yet, but I'll let you know after the song. My heart is inside.
Taking my control, never been abroad before. But I'm knocking through your door. Big and nice, so I stay. Never met a British girl, you say. No one treats me this way. All the boys out here the same. What can I say? I'm
I'm so incredibly excited for her to knock the socks off of the SUNY Oneonta and extended population. Just so excited. That's all I have to say really about that. I love that song. I just have a sincere appreciation for the way that she totally reinvents her own song. I mean Pink Pantheress. She totally reinvents the song from the original release on the album to fit the niche of Zara. It sounds a lot more Zara Larsson-esque. And she's able to work her powerful vocals so seamlessly into the production. So my hat's off to you, Pink Pantheress, truly. Coming up next, you could have probably guessed this from a mile away. It's a Joe song. It's literally a Joe song. Like, whoa. Like I said, the Crux Deluxe was not, like, listed under albums, so I had not been listening to the A-side of the Deluxe album this entire time. So, we have a brand new music to listen to. We're going to listen to They Don't Know What's Right by Joe. Again, I only discovered this, like, 3 or 4 days ago, so obviously I've been on my streaming grind. This one, I think it's just because he has very juxtaposed sections. I like the way he slows it down for the chorus. Like, I really like the way he does that. So I was like, you know what? What better way to introduce the A side of the album than with They Don't Know What's Right by Joe from the Crux Deluxe. They don't know what's right. That is simply stuck in my head. I cannot get it out. I have to listen to it more to get it out of my system. So I'm very sorry, but there will be more Joe on the way. Not for today, though. In the coming weeks, prepare yourselves. As I promised, there is a second song off the new Harry Styles album, which is Kiss All the Time Disco Occasionally. And as I said, I did select this song because of the little funky title. When he released, or should I say revealed, the track list, I was a little struck by this. I was like, huh, like what, like I sat there and said, what could this song possibly be about to like require this title? Like, seriously. If you're wondering, this is Season 2 Weight Loss. Yes, you heard me right. I will say it again. This song is called Season 2 Weight Loss. Again, this is off the new Harry Styles album, Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally. Upon listening to the song, it's not a bad song. It's not my favorite, but the reason I chose it is because of the name, because it's just ridiculous. And I looked it up. I looked at an article that they did an interview with him about what, what does that mean, pal? Like, what does that mean? The best way I can describe, or what I interpreted from what he said, is, you know how a show does its first season, it gets popular, they ask for the show, or for the cast to come back for a second season, and all of a sudden everyone looks different, they don't look like you expect them to, perhaps in regards to weight loss or hair color, whatever, blah, 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 they just look different. And he essentially ascribes the feeling of, when I go back on tour and I shave my mustache, or when I come back with a new album and it's not what people expect, like, boom, Season 2 Weight Loss. Do I see the logic? Sure. Do I think it's, you know, foolproof? Do I think it? No. I just really don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. And also, Harry Styles, I know your BMI is not in the obese category, so what are we talking about Season 2 Weight Loss for? Anyways, let's listen to Season 2 Weight Loss by Harry Styles from his album Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally.
Yourself down sometimes. Yourself down sometimes.
Once again, I hope that was demonstrative of, or perhaps illustrative of the fact that, again, I just crave more. Ooh, I hate to say it. I hate to say it because I do love him. And this was a good album. And maybe I'm proving his season two weight loss point by saying that I prefer some of his albums over this and that he's subverting expectations. I'm sorry. I think both work. Anyways, perhaps I'm the self-fulfilling prophecy. Wow. Come on, speech impediment. Self-fulfilling prophecy here. But yeah, I don't know. He's a vocalist, truly. And I'm not getting that from this album. So, Harry, my friend, my good, dear, close, personal friend, please beef up the vocal chops. I beg of you, please. Moving on to, I think, the first ever country song I have ever played on my show. Like, actually ever. I just don't really have a taste for it. There are, like, maybe two or maybe three artists where that it's just different. Tyler Childers is one of them. If you know Tyler Childers, then you know Ball. Truly, you know Ball. This is arguably his most popular song, so I'm not doing anything groundbreaking here. I'm not digging through the country trenches to bring you something real niche. This is All Yorn by Tyler Childers from his album Country Squire, if you will. But this song, I mean, I think this was popular a handful of years ago. I was listening to this in high school. But this is a darling tune right here. This is a darling tune by Tyler Childers. And, I hope that you'll enjoy. I think if I know my audience well enough, you will like it, even though this is perhaps subverting your expectations of the show. But again, this is All Yorn by Tyler Childers from his album Country Squire.
Praying, floating in and breaking down my road, dark door till dreams. Long before we ever met, I made up my direction. Long before I knew the half of half I'm sure of now. Though I'd say it ain't the way that you'd have gone about it. Follow me and lead me on and never. You're all mine.
that just darling? Truly darling. Yeah, no, that song, that just, that'll really make your heart warm, huh? Really warm your heart. Again, that was All Yorn, spelled your apostrophe N, by Tyler Childers. Moving on to something wildly different. We have some Steve Lacey up in the chat, up in the shot. This is going to be Guide by Steve Lacey from his album Apollo. I believe that's a 21. Now, if I know my Roman numerals, XXI is going to be 21. If I'm wrong, please do not correct me, because that would be wildly embarrassing. But no worries. Again, I really know how to preface this. This is one of those songs where you play it and you just can't help but dance. It's kind of the best way I can describe it. So without further ado, let's jump into Guide by Steve Lacey. Again, that was Guide by Steve Lacey. I actually listened to a lot more Steve Lacey than I realized when I was going through. I think one of the things I like about Steve Lacey, if you don't know this about him, he actually got his career started off, at least in production, on his iPhone. He actually made his music on his phone, I think in GarageBand or something. I think it was that his debut album? Let me check that out. Stalling. I'm stalling as I look up on my phone. I'm looking it up and we're almost there. We're looking up Steve Lacey. We're looking him up and we're almost there. Wow, my phone's being super slow. Yes, that was his first album. Apollo 21 was his first album. But yeah, he does so much of that. That's just that's from scratch right there. Not really, because that's, in-app samples. But anyways, that I think it's just a really cool story. It's a testament to, you can make art with the medium that's, given to you, I think. If you're a true artist, I think, obviously, there's accessibility and that kind of stuff. But, true art will find a way. And I think Steve Lacey is a good example of that. I think that also shows you that you can do so much with so little. You just have to utilize the resources you already have. Especially in today's day and age with, you can self-distribute through, certain platforms. You can make stuff on your phone. It's not simple. Music's never been simple, but it's simpler than ever, truly. But moving on, we got some 21 Pilots. 21's been a big number, actually, in this playlist. A lot of 21s going on here. This is from their album Trench. I think I'd have to say this album was a little underrated for its time. I was one of those people who was being really annoying about it when it came out. I was obsessed with it. I still am. I still can't stop listening to this album. This is such a good album. But this is going to be Cut My Lip by the album, by the artist 21 Pilots from their album Trench. This is one of many fantastic songs off that album. I highly recommend you go and listen to it. I probably have already plugged this album on the show before, but I'm just doing due diligence. I'm just telling you again, please listen to Trench. But here is Cut My Lip by 21 Pilots.
I'll keep on trying. Thank you.
We got the Fire in the Flames in the chat today, guys. I forgot how much I love that song. Love that whole album. Wow, I really could just rant about that for a long time, but we only have so many hours in a day, huh? So let's keep moving. The last two songs that I have for you guys this evening, they're very reminiscent of a similar vibe. The first one's going to be Animal. Whoa, speech impediment, please. We're trying to do a show here. Animal by Sir Chloe from her album Party Favors. I don't know. This is like a carnal song. I think I'm using that word right. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, this is a really good song. I think I discovered this in like maybe 2021. Let's find out. Yeah, about 2021. It came out in 2019. But yeah, Sir Chloe's got a lot of really good music, so I highly recommend you check her out. But yeah, this is going to be Animal by Sir Chloe.
I tried to love you, but you're not my type. Tried to pretend, but it just don't feel right to be your number one. Should I?
That was Animal by Sir Chloe. And to end off our show this evening, as you may or may not know, I like to typically end our shows with a song that's new to me, song that's new to you. So today we've got Gentleman by Toa Bird. This is her, I think, newest single. So I'm very excited to kind of dive into this, get a first listen here. But yeah, I don't really have much of a way to preface this other than I hope that you... Hope that you enjoy. This is Gentleman by Toa Bird.
Be a gentleman. be a gentleman. Sharpshooter, breadwinner. I'm a total, total-headed killer.
Again, that was Gentleman by Toa Bird. I don't think I've ever actually listened to a Toa Bird song up until right just then, so I was very pleasantly surprised. I liked the vibe a lot. The instrumentation was really good. I liked the little breakdown at the end there and the drums as well. Her vocals were pretty good, too, so I'd say that was definitely a win as far as new music goes. So, cha-ching, that's one music industry, zero the haters. Anyways, guys, that is all we have for today. I want to thank you again so much for tapping into Medley's Mixes and Maddie B. And as always, I have been your pleasured host, DJ Maddie B, 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 B. But please, like I said, enjoy the nice weather. Stay, you know, warm. That's pretty easy now. But keep it locked. Listen to music. Have some fun. Hang out with your friends. Tell your family you love them. And peace out.
I'll be a gentleman. I'll be a gentleman.
Sharpshooter, breadwinner. I'm toast, she's a cold-hearted killer.
Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
You can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture, or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that, but you can adopt one. There are millions of pets.